I was gonna do something good every day this week, but I haven't done anything. And I got mad at my friends.
You don't have to do good deeds to earn God's forgiveness. Jesus already did that for you. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I am so glad you're tuned in today. My name is Zach. Do you ever feel like you have to earn God's forgiveness by doing good things? That's an awful feeling because there's really nothing you can do to deserve it. But the good news is that you don't have to earn forgiveness at all. God has already given it to you. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Remember, forgiveness only comes through Jesus, not by doing good things. Let's learn more by hearing our story today. It's entitled, The Best Good Deed. After placing dishes full of fragrant food on the table, Sunita sat down and sighed. "What's wrong, my love?" Mummy asked after they thanked God for their meal. "Last week I made a plan to do a good deed every day, or at least not a bad one. I wrote myself a note to remind me," Sunita explained. "That's nice, but why do you look gloomy?" Mummy asked. "Because it's the end of the day and I haven't done a good deed, and I got mad at my friends playing cricket today. I yelled at Anaya and said that I was leaving if I didn't get a turn as the wicketkeeper." Sunita's chin trembled. "I couldn't keep my plan for even 1 week." Mummy scooped a serving of chicken tikka masala onto Sunita's plate, then took her daughter's hands in her own. "Sunita, remember last summer when you gave your life to Jesus?" Sunita nodded. "Yes, I wanted to be right with God, so I confessed that I'm a sinner and asked Jesus to forgive me, because he died for me. But why do you ask?" "Why did Jesus die for you, my dear?" Mummy asked. "Because somebody had to pay for my sins. Jesus died in my place so I can have eternal life." "That's right, Sunita. We can't keep our own standards, as you have seen, and we certainly can't keep God's standards. That's why we need Jesus. We cannot pay for our wrongs by doing good deeds or by avoiding bad ones. The only way we can have a relationship with God is to receive the gift of forgiveness through His Son." Sunita took a bite of food and smiled. "So even if I miss a day of good deeds or get angry at my friends, I still have God's forgiveness?" "Yes, once we've trusted in Jesus for forgiveness, we don't lose it," Mummy assured her. "We will still do wrong things, but He will always forgive our wrongs, and He'll also help us do good things that show others His love. But our good deeds don't do anything to make us right with God. Jesus did that for us." "I'll write another note," Sunita announced. "It will remind me to do good deeds, but to remember that Jesus did the best one of all." So how about you? Do you wonder if you've done enough good works to please God, or do you fear you have too many sins for Him to forgive? Forgiveness and eternal life come only through Jesus, who died to take the punishment for all our sins. We can't earn forgiveness by doing nice things or avoiding bad choices. Knowing God is a gift that becomes ours when we accept it by trusting in Jesus. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just check with your parents first and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It says,
"For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God."
And our key thought for today, forgiveness comes only through Jesus. I've officially kicked off my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit. Take your mom or dad and get signed up today at wordwithzach.org. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.